Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Well, a deal announced on Tuesday gave guaranteed market access to U.S. rice into South Korea starting in the first of next year. Peter Bachman of the U.S. Rice Association explains the history of our nation's rice exports to South Korea.
South Korea has always been a strong market for U.S. grown rice. They have taken rice from the U.S. continuously for going on probably more than 20 years now. And since 2014, they changed their system where they got rid of special treatment for U.S. grown rice, and we had to compete in what's called a global tender with several other countries like China and Thailand. And since then, we haven't had a guaranteed market share. And so we've been working for the last 5 years to gain that country-specific quota where we had a guaranteed carve-out of the 400,000 or so metric tons that they import annually under their quota, that we won't have to compete against those other countries that undercut us occasionally. This really helps us with certainty and helps us plan from a marketing perspective for the year. We will get a list of all of the tenders in January or early February every year. So we'll know when they're ordering rice, how much rice, and what kind of rice to ensure that it's the quality we're looking for and that we've got the acreage and the stocks to provide it.
Bachman also explains what South Korean buyers are looking for regarding varieties of U.S. rice and how rice is used by the nation's consumers.
What they're ordering is very high quality rice. It's medium grain, brown rice, so it's got the husk removed. About a quarter of what's going over there is milled brown rice, and that's going to be your sticky rice used in sushi and a lot of other traditional Korean dishes, but they're also using it in processing and making rice cakes and crackers and other products in Korea. And then what's on top of what's been announced is a table rice initiative. So there's not something in writing about this, but the Koreans have guaranteed us that a portion of what's going to Korea is going to be table rice. It's what's going on their tables. It's what they're eating every day. They're feeding their families. And so that's important to us to make sure that they're buying our high quality rice and they're not just buying processing rice. So we are looking forward to that and then keeping up this high quality market. Korea is not our largest Asian market, but Korea certainly is a high value market and great customers.
And finally, farmers and ranchers take home just 12.1 cents from every dollar that consumers will spend in their Thanksgiving dinner meals. That is according to the National Farmers Union. NFU's annual Farmer Share publication compares the retail food price of traditional holiday dinner items to the amount the farmer receives for each item they grow or raise. That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thanks for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.